Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 465. We are going to be in the book of 1 Thessalonians today, probably do the whole book. The chapters are short. As is with the other letters of Paul, the way they are written, I have to read the whole passage without a break. I cannot stop for verse numbers. You'll have to read along with me. And when I get done with the chapter, I will go back and I will give the notes and comments for each individual verse. Then I will go on to the next chapter. So let's get started here. This is the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 1. Shaul and Silas and Timotheus to the assembly of the Thessalonians in Elohim the Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. Favor to you and peace from Elohim our Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. We give thanks to Elohim always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of the belief and the labor of love and the endurance of the expectation in our Master Yahshua Messiah in the presence of our Elohim and Father, knowing, brothers, beloved by Elohim, that you were chosen. Because our good news did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the set-apart spirit and entire confirmation, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and the Master, having received the word in much pressure with joy of the set-apart Spirit, so that you became an example to all who believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you the word of the Master has sounded forth not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your belief toward Elohim has gone out, so that it is unnecessary for us to say whatever. For they themselves report what kind of reception we had with you, and how you turned to Elohim from idols to serve the living and true Elohim, and to wait for his Son from the heavens, whom he raised from the dead, Yeshua, who is delivering us from the wrath to come. Now that ends chapter 1. Verse 1, you can reference Acts 17, verse 1. That would be Acts 17, verse 1. That's their standard greeting in all the letters, basically, that they write to these different assemblies out there. They greet them all a certain way. Verse 3, remembering without ceasing. Ah, yes. You can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 17, verse 4. That's 4th Maccabees 17, verse 4, for verse 3 of chapter 1. Verse 6, you can reference Acts 17, verses 5 through 9. Acts 17, 5 through 9. It says here they became imitators of Paul. In other words, they were trying to live their life according to what they saw in Paul, the Holy Spirit. They saw in him, because they had the joy of the set-apart Spirit now also. And in verse 7 it says they became an example of basically how to behave to all who believe in Macedonia and Achaia. And their witness, in verse 8, their witness has gone out. They were busy witnessing and proclaiming, and this is how an assembly should behave. Okay? And verse 10, to wait for his Son from the heavens, whom he raised from the dead, Yeshua, who is delivering us from the wrath to come. That would be the second death and the destruction of the spirit of those that are against Yahweh. He's going to hammer these people. We try to tell them. It falls on deaf ears with some, and others listen. That's all we can do, is teach and preach the word. Let's get into chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, verse 1. For you yourselves know, brother, that our coming to you was not in vain. But having suffered before and having been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our Elohim to speak to you the good news of Elohim in much struggle. For the appeal we make does not come from delusion, nor from uncleanness, nor from deceit. But as we have been approved by Elohim to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Elohim, who proves our hearts. For we never came with a word of flattery. as you know, nor with a cloak for greed. Elohim is witness. Nor were we looking for praise from men, not from you, nor from others, though we could have been a burden to you as emissaries of Messiah. But we were gentle in your midst, like a nursing mother warmly loving her own children. So, having a tender affection for you, we were well pleased to share with you not only the good news of Elohim, but also our own lives, because you have become beloved to us. For you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship for laboring night and day in order not to burden any of you. We proclaim to you the good news of Elohim. You are witnesses, Elohim also, how set apart and righteously and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. Even as you know how each one of you as a father to his children, encouraging and comforting and bearing witness to you that you would walk worthily of Elohim, who is calling you into his own reign and esteem. And because of this, we thank Elohim without ceasing, that when you received the word of Elohim, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is truly the word of Elohim, which also works in you who believe. For you, brothers, became imitators of the assemblies of Elohim, which are in Yehuda, in Messiah Yeshua, because you also suffered the same from your own countrymen, as they also from the Yehudim, who killed both the Master Yeshua and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and who displease Elohim, and are hostile to all men, forbidding us to speak to the nations that they might be saved, so as to fill up their sins always. But the wrath has come upon them to the utmost. But we, brothers, having been taken away from you for a short while, in presence, not in heart, were much more eagerly trying to see your face with much longing. We would therefore have come to you, I indeed, Shaul, more than once, but Satan hindered us. For what is our expectation, or joy, or crown of boasting? Is it not even you? Before our Master Yeshua Messiah at his coming? For you are our esteem and joy. Okay, let's stop here. That is the end of chapter 2. Now let's go back and I'll do comments and notes. Verse 2, you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 19 through 24. That's Acts 16, 19 through 24, and 17, verses 1 through 9. That's 17, 1 through 9. The Philippians did not treat them well. Okay, when they were at Philippi, there were problems. And he had to write a rather stern letter. Which I read. And at Philippi, they didn't have evidently the love that these people at Thessalonica had. They were really fervent in the word. They acted different than a lot of other people. They treated them warmly with brotherly love. Man, so it was a much better assembly as far as an example. All right, verse 13. They thank Elohim without ceasing, that when you received the word of Elohim, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men. In other words, they weren't just giving them claptrap doctrine like the priests of the Talmudists were giving them. And the word of Elohim works in those who believe there. And you can reference for verse 13, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 21. Hebrews 13, verse 21. Now here's verse 14. He says that they are imitators of the assembly which are in Yehuda. That is the believers in the territory of Yehuda, the place around Jerusalem. And it says they suffered bad treatment from their own countrymen, as they also from the Yehudim. Because there were Yehudim there of the tribe of Judah that were beguiled and misled by the priests. The priests were the ones that killed the Messiah, Yeshua, and their own prophets. The Edomites that had infiltrated, okay, they're Judeans, but they're not of the tribe of Judah. So they call them Yehudim here, which is a territorial designator, not a tribal designator. They're not real Judahites. They're the imposters. Those were the ones that killed the master and the prophets. For verse 14, you can reference Acts chapter 17, verse 5. Acts 17, 5. For verse 15, these are all in the book of Acts. All these references are in Acts. Acts 9, verse 23 and 29. That's Acts 9, verses 23 and 29. Acts 13, verses 45 and 50. That's 13, 45, and 50. Acts 14, verses 2, 5, and 19. 2, 5, and 19. Acts 17, verse 5 and 13. 5 and 13. And Acts 18, verse 12. That's 18, 12. Verse 16, talking about these fake Judahites forbidding us to speak to the nations that they might be saved. That's the nations in dispersion, nations of Israel. So as to fill up their sins always, to make them sin, so they wouldn't get the word of Yeshua. But the wrath has come upon them to the utmost. Yahweh's going to punish those people. Okay. That ends chapter 2. Let's get into chapter 3 of the book of 1 Thessalonians. This is verse 1. So, when we could no longer stand it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone. and sent Timotheus, our brother and servant of Elohim, and our fellow worker in the good news of Messiah, to establish you and encourage you concerning your belief, that no one should be unsettled by these pressures, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For indeed, we did inform you beforehand when we were with you that we would suffer pressure, and so it came to be, as you know. Because of this, when I could no longer stand it, I sent to find out about your belief, lest the trying one might have tried you and our labor should be in vain. But now that Timotheus has come to us from you, and having brought us good news of your belief and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, longing to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brothers, in all our pressure and distress, we were encouraged concerning you by your belief, because we now live if you stand fast in the Master. For what thanks are we able to return to Elohim for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake in the presence of our Elohim, night and day praying exceedingly to see your face and make complete what is lacking in your belief. And our Elohim and Father himself and our Master Yahshua, Messiah, direct our way to you. And the Master make you increase and overflow in love to each other and to all, as we also do to you, to establish your hearts blameless in set apartness before our Elohim and Father at the coming of our Master Yahshua, Messiah, with all his set apart ones. All right, verse 1 of chapter 3. You can reference the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 15. 17:15. So this is just, you know, this glad handing. He's telling them that he's very pleased with them. And he sent somebody in verse 5 to check on them to make sure they hadn't gone back into apostasy, and they had not. They were being faithful. Verse 6 of chapter 3, you can reference Acts chapter 18, verse 5. Acts 18, verse 5. And in verse 10, it says he wants to make complete what is lacking in your belief. That would be a fine-tuning visit to make sure everybody had things straight. And just fellowship and, okay, well, you're doing this. Well, this is the proper way to do that. But, you know, he's not really worried about these people. These people are not back whoring and worshiping idols and doing all this stuff. These people here in Thessalonica are really being true blue. So he's very pleased, and he's giving them a thumbs up, basically, in chapter 3. Well, that ends chapter 3. Let's get into chapter 4. There are five chapters here. He's just doing greetings, basically, and he's saying, keep on keeping on the good fight. Keep on doing what you're doing. And as soon as I can see you, I'll come, okay? That's what he's doing, because he's still a prisoner, okay? Chapter 4, verse 1. For the rest, then, brothers, we beg you and call upon you in the Master Yahshua, that as you receive from us how you should walk and to please Elohim, you should excel still more. For you know what commands we gave you through the Master Yeshua. For this is a desire of Elohim, your set-apartness, that you should abstain from whoring, that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in set-apartness and respect, not in passion of lust, like the nations who do not know Elohim, not to overstep and take advantage of his brother in this matter, because the Master is the revenger of all such, as we indeed said to you before and earnestly warned. For Elohim did not call us to uncleanness, but in set apartness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but Elohim, who also gives us his set-apart spirit. And it is not necessary to write to you about brotherly love, for you yourselves are taught by Elohim to love one another. For in fact, you do so toward all the brothers who are in Macedonia. But we call upon you, brothers, that you do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to live peaceably, and to attend to your own, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, so that you behave decently toward any of those who are outside, and not be in any need. Now, brothers, we do not wish you to be ignorant concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you be sad as others who have no expectation. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, so also Elohim shall bring with him those who sleep in Yeshua. For this we say to you by the word of the Master, that we, the living who are left over at the coming of the Master, shall in no way go before those who are asleep. Because the Master himself shall come down from heaven with a shout, with the voice of a chief messenger, and with the trumpet of Elohim, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we, the living who are left over, shall be caught away together with them in the clouds to meet the Master in the air, and so we shall always be with the Master. So then encourage one another with these words. That ends Chapter 4. This needs some explanation because the churches have mistranslated this, misinterpreted it to their universalist ends. Okay. He's admonishing them, don't relax your guard on yourself and be like the nations around you. Don't start fooling around with women and taking advantage of your brother. Stay on the course that you're staying. And verse 7, it says, we're not called to uncleanness, but in set apartness. We are set apart to be holy. And anybody that rejects this, that's in verse 8, does not reject man, but Elohim. In other words, he's rebelling against God himself. Increase your brotherly love is what it says here. Those that are slightly astray, admonish them and try to teach them. Okay? verse 12. Now this needs to be explained. So that you behave decently toward those who are outside and not be in any need. In other words, just because some people aren't Israelites, if they're decent people and they're doing right, you can do business with them, you can be nice to them, you don't have to separate yourself out in the world from them, but you don't cohabit with them, you don't breed with them, you obey the separation laws. But if you have dealings with those that are non-Israelites, that's not bad. As long as you're getting along, be peaceful even with the strangers that are not of our bloodline. You just don't go around just hating everybody just because they're different. If you meet one that's good and decent and it treats you right and doesn't try to do you harm, get along with him. Go along to get along. You need to buy stuff off of them. Okay. There's no sin in doing business with them. Okay. You need to supply yourself with what you need, not be in any need. Okay. Now, when they talk about somebody sleeping, in verse 14, that's a euphemism for death. Okay, you sleep. You sleep in this body, you're out of this body, you're gone. Verses 15, 16, and 17. You can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. That's 1 Corinthians 15. Verses 51 and 52. Verse 15 of this chapter, 15 alone, you can reference the book of Sirach, chapter 48, verse 11. Sirach 48, 11. Verse 16 alone, you can reference 2 Esdras. That's in your Apocrypha also. 2 Esdras, chapter 6, verse 23. All right. They're talking in these verses here that the dead will rise first. Okay. Then the living, when all these dead have assembled and they are in new bodies, you understand? The dead in Christ, those that are His, will be raised first. Then those that are left over and shall be caught away with them in the clouds to meet the Master in the air. Now they've tried to make that into this rapture. This is at the last day when He comes. This is not before He comes. You're not going to get raptured out. And then there's the tribulation. The tribulation is starting now. It comes first. We have to endure to the end through the tribulation. Yahweh will save His remnant if we are true to Him. We cannot lose our faith and break away and start doing worldly stuff. We need to be obedient until the very end. The cosmic vacuum cleaner is not coming through and suck all of us up. It's not like the Left Behind movies. This is going to happen when Yeshua arrives for the next time. That day. Not before. And we're going to have to go through the tribulation until He gets here. All right. right? We have to occupy until he returns, even unto death. That's what he says. Now, we either believe him or we do not. These churches have inserted their own doctrine to suck people in and get donations. It's a business. The scripture says we're going to have to go through, the righteous and the unrighteous are going to have to go through this time of trouble. We are seeing it now. We are watching violence increase. We are watching murders and rapes and hate crimes against the white race. And all the lies and the slamming and the attacks and the financial attacks and all this other stuff that are coming down against the believers in Yeshua Messiah. And it's even starting to hammer on the Judeo-Christians that are not Yahweh worshipers. They're going to get hit because the enemy hates anybody that even remotely believes in Yeshua Messiah. They call on Jesus. They're hated. So that's the deal in these last days. We're not going to get out of this tribulation. We have to go through it and do the best we can. And we are admonished to keep our faith even during this time of trouble. So that's the deal. We're not going to get sucked up in the clouds by the cosmic vacuum cleaner. That's not happening. That is false doctrine that's promoted by people that want to milk it for all it's worth. Okay, that ends chapter 4. Let's get into chapter 5. This will be the last chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Verse 1. Now, brothers, as to the times and the seasons, you do not need to be written to. For you yourselves know very well that the day of Yahweh comes as a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So then we should not sleep as others do, but we should watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But we who are of the day should be sober, putting on the breastplate of belief and love, and as a helmet, the expectation of deliverance. Because Elohim did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain deliverance through our Master Yeshua Messiah, who died for us so that we, whether awake or asleep, should live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, as indeed you do. But, brothers, we beg you to know those who labor among you and are over you in the Master and admonish you, and to hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we appeal to you, brothers, warn those who are disorderly. Encourage the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the desire of Elohim in Messiah Yeshua for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Prove them all. Hold fast what is good. Keep back from every form of wickedness. And the Elohim of peace himself sets you completely apart, and your entire spirit and being and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Master Yeshua Messiah. He who calls you is trustworthy, who also shall do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a set apart kiss. I charge you by the Master that this letter be read to all the set apart brothers. The favor of our Master Yeshua Messiah be with you. Amen. That ends chapter 5 and the book of 1 Thessalonians. Now let's go through chapter 5. Now, brothers, as to the times and the seasons, you do not need to be written to. That's verse 1. They knew the feast days, they knew the day of the fast, they knew the Feast of Tabernacles, and they knew all of that. They didn't have to wonder when Yeshua was coming and plan, oh, he's going to come at this time of year. Didn't have to worry about that. Because verse 2 says, for you yourselves know very well that the day of Yahweh comes as a thief in the night. It's going to be a surprise. And for verse 2, you can reference Matthew chapter 24, verse 43. Matthew 24, 43. Luke chapter 12, verse 39. That's Luke 12, 39. The book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. 2 Peter 3, 10. Okay, verse 3. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. In other words, the liars out there, the ones that are trying to influence everybody. Oh, peace, peace, we got all this peace accord. We're going to do this, and all this peace, and all this is going to come. And then there's a huge battle. We see that today. They give us all this malarkey that the politicians are trying to hand out. Oh, this is a peace process. No, it's not. It's deception. It's smoke and mirrors, hiding more aggression to make more wars, to genocide more of our people. These people aren't fooling those that are awake. They're not good people, and they cannot be trusted, and most of what they say is a lie. They'll give you a little bit of truth to deceive you and then slip those lies in. That's the way they do it. He's talking about the sheeple here. We don't sleep as the sheeple do. The sheeple are asleep. They're spiritually sleeping. They're not aware. They're not awake. They don't want to be bothered hearing it. They just want to live in the world. They want to get drunk. That's what he talks about here. All right. We should watch and be sober. And verse 6. verse 8, but we who are of the day should be sober, putting on the breastplate of belief and love, and as a helmet, the expectation of deliverance. And for that verse, you can reference Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17. Isaiah 59, 17, and the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 3 through 17. Ephesians 6, 13 through 17. Pardon me. Ephesians 6, 13 through 17. I made a misreading. I missed the one. Okay, let's drop down. Verse 17. This is a short little verse. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That's every day. Don't go through a day without thanking the Father for what you got. And pray for others. Pray for the preservation of the remnant and his mighty hand smashing the enemy. You can pray against things, not just for things. You can pray against the enemy and ask for Yahweh's wrath on them. And he hears. He hears. He knows how we're struggling. Cry out to the Father and tell him what's going on. And tell him of your indignation against the world and what's going on out here today. The unrighteousness and the filthiness and the degradation and just the ungodliness all the way around. Pray against that stuff, that those that are promoting it and doing this evil would be smashed, that he would put his wrath down on them and punish them. They need punishment in a big way. They need fear put into their hearts. So ask the Father for some help on that. It says in verse 20, do not despise prophecies. 21, prove them all. All right, hold fast what is good, because there's going to be lies. There's going to be nonsense. There's going to be people that are trying to shine you on. But if somebody's telling you something that's true, it'll come true. That person gave you true prophecy. If it doesn't come true, that's a false prophet. Don't believe them. Says in verse 22, keep back from every form of wickedness. In other words, live right, do right, act right. Fight evil in the world. Fight evil in your personal life. This is a personal one-on-one relationship with Yahweh. That's what this is. This whole deal. The whole new covenant is how to be obedient to Yahweh and Yahshua and to live the right way, because you're sure not going to hear it in these churches. They're going to tell you that this is okay and that's okay. And you see what the churches are promoting out there today. They're not telling people how to live righteous. They are so liberal, they just let anything slide. Well, Yahweh does not like that. He does not want all this stuff to slide. He wants you, that's our people, our remnant, the ones that are his, he wants us to be obedient. You know, people forget that obedience factor. This is another letter exhorting another group of Israelites to be obedient and to live in a righteous manner. And he's giving them some compliments, and he says, I'm real happy with the way things are going. It's a nice letter. It's not like some of them that he wrote when he really ripped some of these people, because they're going into apostasy, and they're eating meat offered to idols, and he has to really castigate them. But this is a very friendly, nice letter. The next letter to those at Thessalonica is coming up. I'll do that on the next show. That's 2 Thessalonians. So we have seen this week, we had another brother go to the Father. Ken Gregg, another warrior. The old guard is thinning out. We have some very fervent young people that are coming up in the congregations that are going to have to pick up this burden. You can't tell how long us oldsters have got, okay? Every day is a blessing to us. Yahweh will keep us here as long as we are supposed to be here doing his work. When he decides it's time for us to come home, he will call us home. We don't know how much time we have. So pray for us and pray for the congregations, the assemblies, that we have some new people come up, some new leaders to replace those of us who are going to sleep for a while, as they said in this chapter. We don't know, you know. It's perilous times for all in Israel. We need our people in the congregations to work together with a spirit of cooperation and righteousness. That doesn't mean that we should just let things slide. We have to stay on the straight and narrow path. But if somebody's staying on the straight and narrow path, you need to work with them. That's what I'm saying. Don't get into snits and fits of jealousy. If somebody's got a little blessing and you wish you had it, be thankful for them that they've got the blessing. Take the blessing that you're given, because those are your blessings. And you might get something that the other fellow doesn't have, okay? Yahweh will bless each and every one of us as we need and as we deserve and as he sees fit. You wake up in the morning, you're breathing, you have another day to witness for Yeshua. That's a blessing in itself. Be happy. Be happy that you are of the remnant. That's a blessing right there, that you know the truth of Yeshua. You're blessed. What can I say? You know, blessings come in many forms. Well, that's about it for today. I'm going to play a little music and then the outro, and we'll catch you on the next show when we do 2 Thessalonians. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Beep, beep.
Can't you hear me say?
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. ¶¶